Minutes after firefighters extinguished an apartment fire, Fire Marshal Dan Jaeger told KTOO the building's sprinkler system had helped contain the blaze, but it also flooded three floors.
Unfortunately, because of the water flow, there is going to be some water damage.
A week later, Terry Baker sits inside her apartment, opposite where the July 5th fire started.
You can come in. It's just a mess, but you can come in.
No, but I mean, I'm grateful to everybody that works for Widener because they, you know, they got the carpet out of here.
Widener Apartment Homes is the company that owns Mendenhall Tower. Baker is sitting on the bed of her efficiency apartment. The floors are bare from where wall-to-wall carpeting was removed.
Friday night I stayed here, but the carpet was wet, and it made me sick. And then the director of the whole property came in, smelled everything. They took all the carpets out Saturday.
A replacement carpet is being shipped up by barge, but there's a distinct funk in the hallway.
They told me that it was clean, and I can smell it too. So you smell it too. I thought it was just me with a bad nose. And I don't know, maybe you can ask them if they're going to replace it, because I sure think they should.
Widener is a billion-dollar company that also owns thousands of apartments in Anchorage and the lower 48. A Widener representative in Washington State confirmed there are no plans to replace the hallway carpets. He did not respond further. Corinna Perry lives three floors up from where the fire began. She traces with her hand how the blaze likely spread from the electric range.
The fire traveled at least, you know, somewhere on the ceiling before it hit the smoke alarm, and then it set the sprinklers off.
She's concerned about the low-hanging cabinets over the stove. She's written the city emails and
asked the fire marshal about our cupboards being only 17 inches above our stovetops, and I was told that's up to the building department or the oven manufacturer. Of course, I did my own research, and of course, it wouldn't be up to the oven manufacturer because there's international building codes, which CBJ follows.
Following a smoke incident that caused a building-wide evacuation last year, Perry noticed the fire extinguishers hadn't had their annual servicing. They're a month out of date now, a concern she's raised with both the building superintendent and Juneau's fire marshal.
So obviously, somebody has to be on management and get them serviced exactly on the year, exactly on 12 months, have that routine, you know, do that.
Fire marshal officials say the extinguishers are on track to be serviced this week. Juneau's chief code enforcement official, Charlie Ford, walked through the apartment's hallways on Friday. Only common areas were inspected. A tenant has to expressly invite city officials into an occupied apartment. Ford said he didn't see any problems.
There was a little musty smell on the third floor, but the rest of the place looked fairly normal to me.
He said the city's role in policing rentals is limited.
There's a big difference between complaining about code issues and complaining about your living situation and your landlord's lack of response to maintenance issues. We can't micromanage every landlord-tenant situation.
23 of the complex's 127 units are federally subsidized for low-income tenants. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's Michael Courtney said these apartments are inspected before its clients move in.
We ensure that the units are secure and safe, that all the appliances work properly, and that it's a decent, safe, and sanitary unit.
There is, however, no rental inspection program for market-rate housing in Juneau. Most disputes are left between the tenant and landlord. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.